From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Today, we're in southeastern Fannin County, just north of Ladonia, down in the North Sulphur Riverbed. Now, if you're used to noticing the creeks and rivers of this part of Texas, maybe as you glance over a bridge as you're driving over, you probably know what they look like. A little ribbon of blue or maybe greenish water with dense vegetation going down to the water. The North Sulphur looks nothing like that. This river was channeled back in the 1920s. Today, that channel has eroded into a little canyon. The bottom is flat and mainly dry. Sand and gravel, a little mud, with patches of water here and there. On either side, the land drops off sharply into the riverbed. The drop-off is pretty abrupt. In fact, say you came down here at dawn or dusk and found a deer that had come down here to drink. If that deer got scared and ran, he wouldn't be able to leave the riverbed immediately. The walls are too steep for that. That scared deer would have to run away either upstream or downstream for a while before he could find a place to jump out of the riverbed. This entire place is a monument to the erosion created when a human attempt to engineer the flow of a river went wrong. To understand this better, let's get out of this riverbed and go back to Ladonia and continue last week's conversation with Doug Franklin, who spent a lot of time with the history of this area, including the North Sulphur River.
If we fly over the North Sulphur River, we see a lot of tributaries that have washed out, become larger, and gone from creeks into what would be rivers if they had water in them. When a rainfall comes, within 3 days, there are simply puddles left. There's no flow to it.
So the river has a personality more like one of those giant concrete channels you see under freeways in places like Los Angeles or Phoenix, dry most of the time, and then when it rains, flash flood conditions. That fast-moving water takes whatever's loose along with it.
When water flows in a creek, it would be analogous to a screw, where the tip of the screw is the direction in which the water is flowing, and the threads of the screw represent that circular motion within the flow. Now, that circular motion causes a tremendous amount of erosion within the banks of a body of water. It's like they are cutting a saw, loosening it, and taking it with it as it flows. We continue to lose soil at something over half a million pounds a year in this local area. There's no end in sight.
One proposed solution to the erosion issue could also help address future municipal water needs, the construction of a lake that would flood the area. We'll hear arguments for and against the project in upcoming weeks here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.